I'm Suzanne Hogan.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region. Whether it's NBA player Jason Collins coming out as gay or another politician explaining his evolving views on sexuality, recent news headlines seem to reveal Americans' rapidly changing attitudes towards sexual orientation. Here in Kansas City, the Community of Christ Church recently added its voice to the chorus of those in favor of equal treatment for gays and lesbians. 2 weeks ago, delegates from across the country came to the church's world headquarters in Independence. They voted to allow same-sex marriage and the ordination of gay and lesbian ministers in its U.S. churches. This week, Alex Smith talked with a leader of the Latter-day Saints Church about the change and some of the backlash it's brought.
In 1830, the Community of Christ broke away from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and they've shifted dramatically in policy from the Mormon Church since. Until 2001, Community of Christ was known as the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Both Latter-day Saints churches hold the Book of Mormon as a sacred text and recognize Joseph Smith Jr. as a prophet. But over the decades, Community of Christ policies have shifted to allow ordination of women and open communion, among other changes. While Smith and the leaders who followed him are recognized as prophets, the church's concept of prophets has also changed over the years. Today, democracy is an important part of the church's policymaking process. Linda Booth, who's one of the church's 12 apostles, explains.
Well, our understanding of our prophetic role has expanded, and we now understand that we're not just a people with a prophet who brings to us divine counsel, but we're also a people that are called to be vulnerable to the Holy Spirit and to one another, and allow ourselves to be prophetic as well.
Linda Booth sits in a meeting room inside the church's towering silver spiral temple in Independence. She describes how the democratic process led the church to what may be its biggest ever policy change. Traditionally, Community of Christ, which has over 250,000 members in 61 countries, has not allowed same-sex marriage and required gay and lesbian clergy to be celibate. But at the 2010 World Conference, the delegates of several countries, Australia and Canada in particular, wanted to reconsider that policy. But Linda Booth says not every country was ready for the discussion.
This issue having to do with same gender is very controversial and very harmful to talk about for people who live, for example, in some of the nations where we have Community of Christ in Africa as well, quite honestly, as in Central and South America and Haiti and several countries like that. And so the decision by the body was made that it was best handled culturally in different nations rather than bringing it to the full body to make a decision.
After the World Conference, the U.S. Church decided to start what it called a journey of faith to determine what its own policy should be. At churches throughout the country, leaders spoke with congregants about the issues. And during the recent weekend of April 19th through 21st, representatives returned to Independence to debate and vote on a new policy.
The body of those delegates determined that it was time for us to extend the sacrament of marriage to people in same-gender relationships in states where it's legal, to provide a covenant marriage-type ceremony or a covenant ceremony in places where marriage is not legal in states, as well as to provide opportunities for ordination of a person in the long term, such as marriage or covenant relationship, to be ordained.
This policy change will make Community of Christ the first major Latter-day Saints church to allow same-sex marriage and gay or lesbian clergy. Several of the church's doctrinal changes have led to members leaving the church. Since 1980, at least 7 groups have left Community of Christ to form their own churches. Linda Booth says the renewed possibility of this kind of fractioning has been a concern during the new policy discussion.
We are being very sensitive to the concerns and the feelings of those people who not only were delegates at the National Conference, but who are home in congregations who are struggling with this change in policies. And so we have developed what we call faithful disagreement. We recognize that there will always be issues that we do not agree on, but we've put together a paper which provides principles for people to understand that what holds us together is our unity in Jesus Christ. And even though we might disagree on something, our love for one another and our love for the church should be greater than those disagreements. So we're providing very loving support and space for people who are struggling with this issue.
Booth says the Community of Christ clergy members will be allowed to decide for themselves whether they will administer same-sex wedding ceremonies. However, this concession hasn't been enough for some members. A few congregants and even clergy members have already left the church following the decision. Linda Booth says the vote brought tears of sadness from some, but many more have been celebrating what she calls a new understanding within the church.
We, as Community of Christ, are becoming what our name really means, a community that is very welcoming, that all people are welcome around the table.
The Community of Christ will spend the next year determining the details of the new policy. After that, it will be tested for a year before becoming official. For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.